the Pope, once more sorely beset by his enemies, sent north for help. He did not appeal to the ruler of the West Frankish kingdom this time. His messengers crossed the Alps and addressed themselves to Otto, a Saxon prince, who was recognized as the greatest chieftain of the different Germanic tribes. Otto, who shared his people's affection for the blue skies and the gay and beautiful people of the Italian peninsula, hastened to the rescue. In return for his services, the Pope, Leo VIII, made Otto emperor, and the eastern half of Charles's old kingdom was henceforth known as the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. This strange political creation managed to live to the ripe old age of 839 years. In the year 1801, during the presidency of Thomas Jefferson, it was most unceremoniously relegated to the historical scrap heap. The brutal fellow who destroyed the old Germanic Empire was the son of a Corsican notary public, who had made a brilliant career in the service of the French Republic. He was ruler of Europe by the grace of his famous guard regiments, but he desired to be something more. He sent to Rome for the Pope, and the Pope came and stood by while General Napoleon placed the imperial crown upon his head and proclaimed himself heir to the tradition of Charlemagne. For history is like life. The more things change, the more they remain the same.